Rashi is in Nunam Beis. Shvisasi b'makom ployni. Smart brother Brisa, which is, supports Rav, and Brisa, which supports Shmuel, that in the scenario where he tries to place himself somewhere else, and that's not a valid place because he didn't designate what it is. So he ends up with nothing. And Shmuel says he gets the area in between. So he says, the first case was the Brisa talks about a case where he's giving himself a place to be his Shvisa, and that area wasn't closed. So we judge the whole thing as Daladamas. In that scenario where it's enclosed, you don't have to designate which Dalet Amos. The Kulek Dalet Amos, the whole thing is equivalent to Dalet Amos. And you get the whole thing, the Dalet Amos, and then 2,000 Amos beyond that. Then it says, you get the whole area plus 2,000 beyond it. It's separated from the rest of the mechitza. She has the mechitza because it has a wall. And this is the area is between the size of 4 amas up to the size of Beis Hasayim, which is 5,000 square amas. The Batsumi High, if it's less than 4 amas, my mahalach is kula ika. What exactly are you offering him? He says, you can walk the whole area, plus more. Of course you walk the whole area. You always get dalet amas. The Balaab mechitzah nami dalet koni lay the shvisa. You always get dalet amas or your shvisa, even without mechitzahs. This was an enclosure which wasn't made for deer purposes. It was a natural enclosure. So we had before the idea that something which is not hukav l'dira, if it's larger than Beis Hasayim, it's not considered a halachic enclosure for the purposes of these in Minarais, it's Rishus Yochid, because it has walls. But the Chazal did not deal with it like that, like a makom mukav, because it's large and it's not for dira, so it's like it's not enclosed. It's not enclosed. It doesn't have walls. It's more than Beis Hasayim. If he gets Dalet Amos and then 2,000 beyond it, Mishram Vahola from there onwards.
What was the answer to the question of the set apart area through the natural walls less than Dalet Amos square in each direction? Then what is giving him money? What was the answer to that?
We're not. That's why the other Brisa said it's only relevant from Dalet Amos and onwards. So he gets 4 plus the 2,000. And in that scenario, once that's true, he has to designate which 4 amas he meant. Can a farish also come on like the Brisa because he knows further. If he does designate which what they are, he gets a kinyan. So let's see a scenario where it's enclosed. It's more than Beis Hasayim. So he has to designate which 4 amas he means in this whole area, and then he walks those 4 amas plus another 2,000. And the area which is enclosed is also part of that 2,000. When do you get? When does a person get his 4 amas plus his 2,000? When it's not when the air when it's not enclosed, they're not it's not considered halakhically designated. But Messiah dalar amas shakava bohen shakava bohen. Yeah. He had a specific area which he could say what he refers to is that's what he wants. By though that tree or by that stone, that's where my Dalet Amos are. But if he doesn't do that, so the Brisa says, if he's not Messiah, so. Ein lele dalet amos. Where is it? I will send dalet amos. Shekava lo yosus mi kaimer. I feel psi achas mi dalet amos shal mokim ragel. He can't move from where he is now more than dalet amos. Ein lo shvisa lo kan, but lo kan. See, it doesn't get anywhere. Not where he is right now, because he said he doesn't want to be there. And not there because he didn't designate what he's supposed to get. The Malkum Ragav Lerot Seliknes Mekan Sherot Selosayim Hanu Karav. That Bryce is Mamish Rav's did. So we're saying, so how Shmuel going to answer that? Shmuel answers Hachem Ayskin and the Ketani Lo Yosus. The case of Lo Yosus Bim Kermoi is going to Ikam Malkum Ragav Ad Ikroi Trey Alfi Medaliger Midi. That from where he is to that tree, there are 2,004 amas. Trey alfi liskuma, vidal the shvisa. So the total of the 2,004 amas is kulan kolan mimokam raglov ad ikroi. So it reaches till the trunk of the tree. Vidai noif the idach gisa, the ilan noitachus the kulan. And therefore the knife, the branches of the tree on the other side go beyond his 2,004 amas. So since he didn't designate where he means in that tree, and he might have meant the other side of the tree, which is beyond his tomb, it comes out that he's making his mokum beyond where he there, beyond where he can reach from here. The book was Labach Irakisa to Ilan. If he meant the other side of the tree, he's beyond the tchum. If you give him his shvisa on the other side of the tree, so it comes out where he is now is beyond this tchum. He's 2 far away. Let's say, for argument's sake, the tree was a width of 12. So, to the tree trunk is 2,004. There's another 6 amas beyond that. So he meant the last 4 amas. So right now he's 2,006 amas away from his makom shvisa. See, so he's there. That's his makom shvisa, but he's beyond his tomb. So he can't walk. If he designates the 4 amas on the closer side, must he also shop? He can go. If he doesn't designate what he meant in the tree, we could be concerned he might have meant the other side of the tree. He's beyond his tomb. When does Shmuel say that it does work, even without designated? If the whole tree is within the travel distance, so that's fine. The whole dalad you have to lay any dalad you give him in the tree, the shvisa that'll be his place. Tachta that'll be his place. He's able to reach there. He gets the place. He's not sure if it means the north or the south, like we had before. So we say that he's going to lose that amount. he lost the benefit. Well, in the mitzvah of shalila, the tzad beisoy up high, and might not be the roimay. Makatzin like called chumay, called sheer tacht of shalila. Probably meet chumay. Makatzin with chumay. It says on the chav. If he tries to say, in the case where it works, but we're not sure where under the tree, so he ends up losing the width of the tree because maybe he meant on the south when he tries to travel to the north, or vice versa. How much? Kol shetat of the full size of under the tree, shalilun. Below yigia lebeisu. If that would mean he can't reach his home, he can't reach his home. Balim the minadorim, shalilun. Balak shalachur. If he wants to go the other direction, makam raglu. Kaminas tachta shalilun. Madin lebe mitzvah shalilun. Kol atchum b'makam raglu. So he wants to argue that he meant the south of the tree, and he can therefore walk backwards from where he is right now. He didn't reach, he's still standing in the original in the place where he made the declaration. So he has the right to walk backwards 12 amos. So no, he doesn't, because maybe he meant the north side of the tree, and this is the last place that he can reach. Okay. We're holding on the Gemara. So that's the Tanya Kavosa to Rav and how Shmuel answers it. Then the Gemara says Tanya Kavosa to Shmuel. 7 lines up from the bottom of the Gemara. If a Brisa which says like Shmuel, the Brisa says Tov Irev L'shtei Ruchais. A person made a mistake, and he made an Erev in 2 different directions. Kimaduma Hushim Arvel L'shtei Ruchais. We deal with it as if that he can go into the direction. He thought you could do such a thing. He told his avodim, go and make an error for me. And his avodim didn't communicate. So he made an error of 2 ruchos, either by mistake, he forgot that he did one, or he thought he could do that, or his avodim did for him in 2 different directions. So mahalch letzafen kiruba letzorim, letzorim kiruba letzafen. So he's both are effective, and he can go north only as much as the south Erev allows him, and vice versa. So let's say for argument's sake they put the area of 1,000 amos outside of the city, so he gains 2,000 amos in that direction, right, theoretically, but he has also one on the other side of the city going the other direction, so he can walk north only as much as the south one will allow him, so he can only walk 1,000 amos towards the north because the south one is 1,000 amos outside of the city the other direction, so he loses 1,000 to the north because he gained 2,000 to the south, or vice versa. If the tchumen, the eruv tchumen which are placed, basically reach the extent as far as they can go, so he can't go. But we see that this scenario where a person makes the double eruv. We don't say the result is that since he doesn't know where he's supposed to be, he's nowhere, which is what Rav would say. We'd say he gets both, which is Shmuel's point. So Morris says, let me tell to the Rav. Look, this is a Tash and Rav. Morris says, Rav Tanahu Polik. We know that Rav, more uses that in various scenarios, that Rav had the status of a Amara, but also the status of a Tana, and if necessary, he could argue on a Rav. Okay, let's see Rashi. Tov Erev Lebeis Ruches L'Dorim L'Tzofen. So he's made the Erev in 2 different directions, north and south. Or Kimadim Ushamut Alasis Kain. He thought you could do this, and his plan was Leil Chashachris Kan. In the morning, he'll go, let's say, in one direction and use the Tchum as far as he could. That's what he thought, Erev Tchumen. And then Varvis Lekan. Later on in the day, he'll go another direction. Kibushin is Kan L'Shtehin. Since he wants both, but only one really should be effective. So we give him the chumra of both. Somehow the tzofen with the dorma, eruv kiruv with the tzofen. Mahalak lebeis of the tzofen, kashir tchum shminiach loy eruv eshal dorma. He's allowed to go northward as much as the south eruv tchumen will allow him. Mitzat tzofen, the mountain of the south will allow him to go north. Mahalak ledorim will give him basic kashir tchum shminiach loy eruv eshal tzofen. Mitzat dorma, as much as the north will allow him to go south, he can go. His plan was he needed to travel somewhere in the morning, which was 3,000 amas away to the north, and then vice versa in the afternoon he had to go somewhere which is 3,000 amas to the south. So he only needed to place his eruv tchumen 1,000 amas away. So he put it each one 1,000 amas away from the city. Which allowed him to have 2,000 amas from where the Erev was. So in that scenario, the south Erev allows him to walk 1,000 amas to the north, and the same thing with the opposite. From his Erev gives him 2,000 amas. The distance which he's allowed to travel north based on his south Erev is Kolos to Seif Elef. The Tzofen is after 1,000 Amas of north of his house. And the other direction, the distance he can travel south based on his Erev to the north is 1,000 Amas. So now Rashi translates the words. Alav means bishviloi. If the eruv tchum that he made were made for him, mitzvah tchum, they extended the tchum all the way. Sheniach kolechad eruv l'seif alpayim. Each one of those was placed 2,000 amas away. Hashda abalei eruv iroi beemset based tchumen. The city is mamish in the middle of between the two tchumah that he made. So that's also a mitzu. So tchum shalom min amarav the beisoy, tchum shalom min amizrach. So Rashi now gives an example of north, east, and west, but it's a full tchum in one direction, a full tchum in another direction. It's kavaliktus min erev l'apayim v'holam. He needed 4,000 amas total. So he put it 2,000 amas away to get 2,000 amas in the direction. But he can't move at all. What?
It says
the
beso here in the previous language
was Megira. Yeah. But we don't even give him the mile of the whole city, which is Dan Kedalanamas normally. Why is that? So that Allah, you give the whole city like Dalanamas, is that that's where your Mokim is, the city counts like Dalanamas. But over here you said you don't want to be here. You want to be out there. Welcome, Erhu Erevit. He wants where his Erevit is. Many day Aza, Mehen Connor. I don't know which one he's not sure which one he wants. So Ze Erev Shahador Mafsidal, it's Apayim Shal Tzofen. Ze Erev Shal Tzofen Mafsidal Apayim Shal Tzofen. I don't know why Rashi changes from north, south, east, west. But the one in one direction takes away everything in the other direction, and vice versa. So that's the price. Telling me, but the other scenarios, Mahalchot Tzofen Keiruv LeDorim. Alma, what do you see? Hechel Masafkelon behind me, High Nicha Lay. We're not sure which one he wants. Zinim B'Tzavah L'Chumra. We give him both L'Chumra. Umiyu B'Mayd Shavku. But that which they allow each other, Shori Le Lemezi. He's allowed to go. V'Avogav L'Sayim behind Nicha. Even though he has not designated. He says, I'm not sure what you want about the tree. So we say it's valid, and you get the chumras. But we don't say, because he didn't say specifically where he wants, like Rav, the whole thing is both.
Where he wants.
Didn't say where he wants. Okay.